the managing director of the International Airport, is available to speak to us, Graham Keddy. Graham, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Graham, we're hearing some unhappy voices from the international, probably from the airports in general. This is, of course, influenced by the weather. What's, first of all, your advice to people who are in the airport, who are in the airport and have had their flight cancelled?
You know, basically, the airlines will try and rebook them on other flights. So, you know, wait until the airlines are able to deal with that as they're trying to figure out which flights are going to operate. Now, currently we've got 24 cancellations, 21 EasyJets and 3 Ryanairs. There'll probably be more cancellations coming as this is preemptive cancellation, so the aircraft are arriving in after when the weather warnings are in place. So what we're saying to people for flights later on this afternoon, please don't come to the airport. Check with your airline. Make sure that you do check with your airline. Don't come to the airport. The guys here, I'm afraid the airlines will try and sort them out and get them rebooked and onward flights. But again, those flights, we're not sure if there will be more flights tonight. As I say, the weather warning is now up to 10 o'clock. So we're now talking to our airlines to make sure if there's any possibility of flights later on tonight.
Some people, Jim was saying there to me, there was something about taxis being provided to get people away from the airport. Who would be making that suggestion to the customer?
To be honest, Frank, I would suggest that's probably the airlines talking to people. But as I say, the buses are still running currently into the city centre, so Translink are continuing to run the buses. There's been no decision made when those buses will be cancelled, but I suspect as the weather continues to worsen, there'll be a decision made on that by Translink.
So if someone is in the airport and they want to go on to their intended destination, they'll have to liaise with the airline for the next available flight to that destination. If they're being told there isn't an available flight during the course of today, they should get a bus and go home or go out to their car and go home.
That's what we're saying to people is don't hang about the airport if you've got no chance of getting out tonight. We are still waiting for further clarification from the airlines, but it doesn't look currently as if there'll be any flights operating at least until 9 o'clock tonight.
And the message, you've already given it, but just to repeat it, for people who are considering going to Belfast International Airport at this moment or are en route to it, what's your advice to them?
Well, my advice to them is to, one, check with your airline, but more importantly, if you're thinking, don't come up if you know that your flight is cancelled, stay at home.
Okay, so it's exceptionally busy there at this moment in time.
As I say, we're cleaning people whose flights have been cancelled. You know, the airlines have done this in a preemptive manner because, again, some of these flights would have been arriving as the wind is increasing, and we don't want to take any risks, and neither do the airlines.
What about flights coming in from elsewhere? What's the position there?
We're still currently open. As you can imagine, there are one or two patches of blue skies about when wind speed is starting to increase. But we are still open, and what we will do is we'll keep our cross runway open as well to see if there's any diversions that need to come in. But that's potentially we've already been alerted from other airports in the Republic that there may be diversions into us because currently we are still open.
Yeah, and you're not alone with having difficulties. There's problems at, obviously, Dublin International Airport, problems at the City Airport as well. Significant number of flights cancelled at Belfast City Airport from 12:50 right through until 15:40 at least, and maybe more as well. So you, whichever airport you're going to, you need to check and double check.
I think you have to. Please make sure that everybody contacts their airline, look at the websites, look at social media, just check. Don't come to the airports if you don't know your flight's operating.
Okay, Graham, thank you very much indeed. Graham Keddy, who is the Managing Director of the International Airport.